It might be just a little scary for you because normally I come here with a small half sheet of paper. Today I have two full sheets. But I'll promise to try to not to be too long. Early in October, while the parish mission was going on here, the priests of our diocese were gathered in Wichita for a convocation, which is basically a time of study, time of learning. We had two presenters. One was a psychologist, or is a psychologist in Wichita, a Catholic psychologist, the one to whom we send our seminarians for screening before we accept them into the seminary. The other one is a priest from the Diocese of Louisville, Kentucky. He's now part-time on the faculty at St. Meinrad Seminary, and he also works on weekends in campus ministry. His story really touched me. He was born in a family where the father was abusive, and that enters into his story, but I won't go into detail about that. But after he was ordained, his first assignment was he was sent to two counties in Kentucky that had never had a resident priest and had no parish. He said as he drove there, he was fuming with anger. But as he drove and got closer, he said he began to accept the fact that that's where he was going, and it would be best if he would just make the best of the situation and see what he could do there. Well, after he was there about 4 years, he realized that he really needed more training in how to evangelize, because it was a very un-Catholic area. And so he went to the diocese and said to the bishop, you know, could you send me away to school? And the bishop said, we don't have any money for that. And so he went back and began to look for ways he could get the money he needed to do the studies he wanted to do. Well, the Presbyterian Church was offering scholarships, so he applied, and he got it. He got his doctorate thanks to the Presbyterian Church. After he had been there 10 years, the diocese reassigned him to the cathedral parish in Louisville. Well, the cathedral parish was a dying parish. It had a little over 100 and some odd members. Not families, but persons. The building itself was deteriorating badly, and that's what he was sent to take care of. Well, he left there 14 years later, left at his own request, because he said, I'm good at building up things. But he said, I'm not very good at maintaining them. And so when he left, there was over 2,000 parishioners, and they had completed an $18 million restoration project on the cathedral. His teachings were very, very interesting, and I found very profound. But as I came home and was thinking about what he said, I'd had some recent conversations with Bishop Brungard, and that was on my mind. The Year of Faith was on my mind, but also the call of Pope John Paul II and Pope Benedict for a new evangelization. In other words, a new effort to go out and aggressively, not in a negative sense, but very proactively, go out and proclaim our faith and bring others to Christ Jesus. And then top of all that was a book I was reading. All of these things kind of came together for me. And I began to think about this parish. Not just how we are now, but how is God calling us to be? How is God calling us to go out and proclaim Christ to others? And so today I'd like to kind of present some of those thoughts. And I'm using an outline or a schematic given by Bishop Brungard. It was something he brought with him from the Wichita Diocese. Bishop Brungart talked about four pillars of the church. The first pillar is hospitality. Now, he said, you know, you might think that's not the right thing to put first. But he quoted Bishop Gerber. And Bishop Gerber said, you know, hospitality has to come first. Because if people don't feel welcome and comfortable in your community setting, they're not going to come back. And so, they're not going to pray with you if they don't feel at home with you. Hospitality is that effort. How can we reach out to people and make them feel comfortable among us? Those that maybe come here rarely. They're Catholic, but just don't join us very often. Those that maybe just totally quit coming. How do we reach out to them? How do we reach out to people that have never really known the Catholic faith? Or even people that really have known nothing of Christ. But if they find among us a warm and hospitable setting, that is the beginning of them coming and joining us, praying with us, and maybe someday becoming members of our church, sharing in our sacramental life, which we believe as Catholics is really the very source of our relationship with Christ Jesus. And of course, the second pillar is prayer. One can hardly think of a truly Christian community in which prayer is not at the center of that. And so as a community, can we look at ways to enrich our prayer? Our liturgical prayer as we gather here at Mass, our devotional life, times that we gather for other devotions, like rosary or some special times, times we gather in the Adoration Chapel, how we pray in our homes. Can we enrich the prayer life of this parish? And if we can enrich the prayer life of our parish, we can enrich the lives of those who come to us, but we can also be enriched by them, because many of them will come bringing a tradition of prayer. And that can enrich us, while we at the same time enrich them. Now the third pillar is the pillar of formation. The Catholic Church is very ancient. We have 2,000 years of history. And that means that our history is long and it is complex. You know, not only have we passed through 2,000 years, but we have had 2,000 years as some of the most profound thinkers one could imagine. And they have pondered and reflected upon the faith of our church. They have pondered and reflected upon the scriptures. And sometimes, to understand that, one needs to spend time in study. Studying the history. Studying the complexity of the thought that has developed over the generations. And so as a parish, we need to provide opportunities for formation. Now, those opportunities for formation are going to be accepted by people, I think, to the extent that they come to a deep prayer life and to a desire to know more and more about this faith of ours. If they experience some kind of a personal relationship with the Lord, then they're going to want to know more about this faith that gathers us together. The final pillar is service. We cannot authentically live the gospel if we are not a people who strive to serve one another. Service is essential to us as a Christian people. I think that's expressed so well at the Last Supper when Jesus took off his cloak and washed the feet of the disciples. And then he said, "If I have washed your feet, I who am teacher and Lord, then you must wash one another's feet." The faith we have, the prayer we do, the formation that we receive must lead us to service if we're living authentic Christian lives. But these are the four pillars that can help us to be a strong, vibrant Christian community, can help us to grow more and be more capable of reaching out and bringing others the good news of salvation. I'd like to invite you to begin by focusing on hospitality. How can we make others feel more comfortable among us? How can we help people feel at home when they gather here to worship? Each of us as individuals can think about how can we do that better. Whatever groups we have in the parish, we need to spend some time focusing on that. Can we be a more welcoming community? I'm not saying that we don't welcome others. I'm just asking us to reflect more. How can we do that in ways that are even more inviting? Make others feel more comfortable. Kind of in summary now, our faith is not about buildings. It's not about commandments, even though there are commandments in our faith. It's not about the numbers who attend here in worship. It is really about a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the very center of our faith. If we have that relationship in a very personal way, then our faith will be live and well. If we lack that relationship, our faith will be a burden, an obligation, but not something that we feel gives us life, gives us meaning, gives us hope. One scripture passage that came to my mind as I was thinking about all this was in Luke's gospel, where Jesus, I think it is in chapter 12, where Jesus says, "I have a fire to light, and how I long for that fire to be lit." The Lord has a fire to light among us too. A fire to light that will send us out and proclaim Christ to others. A fire that will give new life, new meaning to us. Are we willing to be part of that fire? Are we willing to enkindle that fire more and more in our parish community? Between now and Christmas, beginning 2 weeks from now, Bishop Brungard is going to spend 3 weekends here in the parish speaking about these four pillars and inviting us to look at the ways we can take the gifts that God has given us and become good stewards of those gifts. Hopefully, the bishop will, through his message, invite us to grow in our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And he will help to enkindle that flame, that fire among us. Will enrich our lives and send us out to proclaim Christ to others.